not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, and welcome to Under Fire Radio. I'm Berserk.
And I'm Shada.
And we're back after a long absence. It's been quite a while.
Something like 8 months now, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. A few people were asking us what exactly went on. Pretty much we just got real busy, had, you know, real life kicked in, and we weren't able to do the show anymore.
Correct.
What we've done now, we still want to do the show, so we know that we're going to still be busy, so we're going to change it up a little bit and make it so that we're definitely able to come out with a show on a regular basis. More importantly than regular basis, though, is that we can come out with good quality shows.
And that, my friends, is the issue.
Yes, definitely. I'm hoping you noticed already that the quality of the audio is quite a bit better. We're no longer using phones for this.
Thank God.
As much as I like my phones, they sound awful when recorded.
Oh, yeah. Especially that cell phone recorder thing. Oh, my goodness. That was the worst $15 I've ever spent.
Well, yeah. I was on a cell phone, and I had, like, one bar of service. And you were on a cell phone with, like, some service. And you were recording with a piece of junk, like,
headset thing.
Yeah.
I found that the other day in one of my boxes. I just I moved up to where am I? Wow, I'm tired. I moved up to South Carolina like a month and a half ago, and I found it in a box the other day. I was like, hey, old memories.
Yeah, it's like, hey, maybe someday I can find something to use this for.
I doubt it, but you never know.
Yeah. Pretty much, I mean, what we're doing now is what it seems like every podcaster is doing is just recording through Skype.
And what are podcasts now that we know the answer?
Podcast is just an RSS or XML feed of radio shows, audio, things like that. It just downloads automatically for people. I have iPodder set up for my podcasts, but I honestly only open the thing every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't really listen to anything anymore.
I did listen to a show last night. Well, I listen to Rant Radio all the time, honestly, because it's always on. I just, when I don't have, like, an MP3 playing or whatever, it's always, like, in between all my playlists. So next thing I know, I'm listening to, you know, Sean Kennedy yell in my ear, which I'm getting pretty used to. It seems like anymore all I ever hear is smoking on there, so I don't know. But last night, I was looking through Hacker Media. For those of you who don't know, it's hackermedia.org. Great site. And probably a lot of you got this show there. So, but
oh, yeah. Putting the stuff back up there. I totally forgot about that place.
Oh, yeah. It's a key element of Under Fire, honestly. I mean, a lot of people, I personally use it as pretty much my main RSS feed, my main podcast, because it combines a podcast of all these shows together pretty much. I know there are some shows that don't even have a podcast because they just use that one. We'll probably end up doing that out of laziness. But
I can't argue with that.
I decided I was going to, you know, get on Hacker Media last night, and I saw PLA Radio. Now,
they got a radio show now? Wow.
I guess so.
Everybody does.
Didn't know that, you know. But I've never been a big fan of PLA. Most people know that. I don't have any problem with RBCP himself, really, but most of the PLA people just annoy me. PLA Kitties, to be exact. But I listened to the episode, and the episode was incredibly well produced. The content was wonderful and hilarious. I think it's episode 4. I definitely suggest everybody check that out. It's really funny. RBCP and Murdoch were actually, they were beige boxing at a movie theater in a dumpster receiving calls and messing with the people. According to, I don't know if it's true or not, but according to the episode, they got caught by the cops, and this was like in 2003. You can hear them on the recording saying it, and they just now released it because I think they just finished their all the court proceedings and probation. So in order to make that show, they actually did like a few years of probation. I seem to remember Murdoch telling me he was on probation before, so yeah, it was pretty
That's
funny.
Great.
I was really surprised
at
the quality they did, though. I mean,
do you know what they were using to record?
No, I don't. They must have been using something that was just, you know, into the phone, into the beige box somehow when they were in the dumpster. But,
oh no!
But
like, okay, never mind. I'm talking about the show itself.
Yeah,
but,
the show itself.
Okay,
was, I mean, most of it was those clips, and then RBCP would talk in between. And I mean, he was just doing it himself, you know, just probably alone on his computer. So the quality should be pretty good. But I mean, there was music in there that matched out real well, and the sound levels were done real well. It was a real crisp sound, and that's something you don't hear enough in the underground scene for radio these days. It is,
you know what's awesome?
Better. What's that?
I made $1.41 in ads today.
You made $1.41 in ads?
I did. That's 2 whole clicks. Neat. Go Google. Oh, while I'm on the topic of Google, it has come to my attention. I showed this to you yesterday, I believe. They've got a new little dealio out, kind of like Google Earth, but it's Mars this time around.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. That was
Google.com, yeah, Google.com/Mars. Check that out. That's it doesn't make sense, honestly.
No.
And, yeah.
I looked at it, and there was a bunch of spots on it where it said the image can't be rendered or something like that. Do you get that, too?
I didn't find it at all, but... I'm sure there's certain spots.
Oh, I'm sure it was just me, you know, my wonderful luck with computers.
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day, and you know, Google is quickly becoming the next Microsoft, but not evil this time around.
Google could easily become very evil. In the position.
I heard a while ago that they were in cahoots with AOL, actually. I'm not sure if this is true or not.
I don't think so. Wouldn't surprise me.
Well,
AOL's trying
like,
to take over the world.
Well, yeah. I was actually having an argument with an old friend of mine about how evil AOL was, but that's another topic completely. But so my train of thought just totally derailed. What was I talking about?
Google.
Oh yeah, Google and AOL. Yeah. So if you know anything about that, let us know. We don't really have an email or anything at the moment.
Oh, we have the old email. We do have that, and I checked that the other day. And
is that still forward to it, or?
Well, for those of you who don't know, we no longer own underfireradio.com. I would like to thank the wonderful billing department and customer service of 1&1 for that. It ended up costing me about $200 to not have hosting in a domain. That was really awesome in their part. So.
Yeah, they're not very fun. So if anybody has any... if anybody has any other hosting options that is good and reliable, let us know. Because I'm also looking to switch my stuff. Just, I don't want to do it. So if anybody knows any hosting that will do it for me, that would be great.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to put the work in.
We're definitely going to need to be getting a new host here. And until we do that, if we have any listeners that have, you know, if they have web space, more importantly, actually, if they have a whole crap load of bandwidth where they can throw up our episodes and mirror it, that would be awesome. They're going to range in size, I'm going to guess, 30 megs and below for the size of an episode on average.
Something like that.
Between 15 and 30, depending on if it's high or low. Well, that was awesome. My brain just fried for a second. Yeah, if it's at a higher low bit rate, that's it. I was up all night trying to get all this stuff to work, and then I slept for like an hour. I got back up and you got right back
I
on.
Know, I know. I went to bed at like 1 a.m. and then I got back. I woke up at like, I think, 6 or 7. I'm like, hey, what's this? He's still online.
I stayed up all night working on a couple intros. And
Are we putting that intro on this one? Because that was really good.
I think we're going to put that on this one, and then I got some more flavor for another episode.
Sweet.
I'm going to put on this one, though, from everybody hearing it saying they really liked it. I'm kind of thinking about almost adopting it as part of an official theme.
The one you showed me, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. I like that whole information thing.
Yeah, I heard it. It's from the movie Sneakers.
I still haven't seen that.
I never had, and I got a copy of it, and I was watching it. And towards the end, the guy gives that speech. And the second I heard that speech, the first thing I thought was, oh, that's the intro for Under Fire. And
that was
almost a month ago. Or about 3 weeks ago. And I've been trying to rip the audio from that ever since then. And I've tried every program under the sun for Linux to do it, and all of them screwed up. And you won't believe how I eventually did it.
How did you eventually do it?
I turned on Sound Recorder and put the microphone next to my headphones.
Oh my goodness.
After 3 weeks of work.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I felt so stupid.
It sounds really good for that, though.
Yeah, I went and got some really good headphones. And I got a pretty good microphone. I need to get some sort of sand for the microphone, though, because this holding it in front of me thing is not going to go over so well.
Use a paperclip. Oh, wait, you have a huge microphone. I forgot.
Yeah, I have, like, the full-size microphone that people sing into on stage and stuff. Eventually, I'm going to get the cool radio studio microphone that hangs down, you know, like from the ceiling or whatever. Get that whole thing set up. Just because I'll feel more like I'm actually a radio DJ that way.
Well, if anybody wants to chip in and send him a big DJ set, I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
I will drop my docks. I will drop my docks for a DJ set, if that's what you want to call it.
Ooh, itchy ear. Guess what I bought today?
What did you buy today?
150 matchbooks.
150 what? Matchbooks.
Matchbooks.
Oh, I thought you said math books.
No.
I was like, man.
I don't know which is stranger. See, I guess typically it wouldn't be too strange to buy that many matchbooks, but I don't smoke, so.
Yeah. Oh, and you never know when you need to start a random fire, though.
Yeah, this is true. But, I mean, it was only 88 cents for 50, so. And I've been looking for them for weeks, so I was like, ah, now I won't have to look for years.
See, yeah, now you've got your matches covered for a really long time.
There you go. But, you know, sadly, they're not going to last as long as I'd like. I plan on using them magic-wise, but... Oh. What will the world do? These things are so hard to find. Oh my goodness, though. Seriously, I've been looking for almost a month now.
For matches?
For matchbooks. Yeah, I bought some boxed matches, but they don't work as well. I mean, in theory,
You're
I guess
talking about
could,
just
but...
like the cheap little book of matches.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, every time you go to a gas station, ask them for a book of matches. They give them to you free.
Seriously?
Yeah, they give them to smokers and stuff like that.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, when I don't have a lighter or something, I'll walk up into a store and be like, hey, do you got a book of matches I can get?
Well, that's cool. I'll have to do that.
I mean, it matters where you live. Sometimes people are horrible. But
Well, people here tend to be very, very nice. So
yeah, I live
They've got horrible accents, but they're nice.
And I've learned that doesn't necessarily mean they're as stupid as they sound. Because it's hard to be that stupid.
Yeah. So, what is on the list? Do we have anything to talk about, or are we just intro?
Pretty much. The notes I have are very limited, and I wrote them and fell asleep while writing them.
So interesting.
I have started out with tending the fire, which is like the housekeeping or whatever. Pretty much the
reason. Did you get it? Because it's under fire radio, tending the...
I know.
Okay, I guess I got it.
I come up with really cool stuff, and I've been up for 30 hours. Yeah. Actually, I stole that from myself. I was listening to episode 8, and I said something similar to that on accident. And I thought that was pretty lead, so I went with it.
Well, it's very punny.
So we get the rebirth of Underfire, or Underfire Radio, to be specific. And we pretty much talked about that. We're back. You know, where we've been and where we're going. There's going to be some format changes, a little difference in the hosts, and quality is first. Like I said before, quality is going to be a very high priority. Now, that doesn't just mean sound quality. That means content quality. Unfortunately, this being first new episode, we don't really have much to do other than talk about the show itself. I think I'm going to throw some stuff in here later on, possibly some articles or... a tutorial of some sort, but I don't know right now, honestly. That's another thing. It's not probably all going to be recorded at the same time. There may be little snippets and other things added in here and there that were recorded separately and added in. There are going to be multiple hosts. It's not always going to be me and Jada. Sometimes it might not be me and Jada at all.
Yes.
We
do have another guy. I'm not going to give his name out yet, but I talked to him. You know who I'm talking about. A little while ago, and he seemed really keen on the idea. So,
he wants to get on and host?
I will just help out wherever he can, really. So.
That's awesome. And he's all, like, you know, world famous and stuff, so...
Well, he doesn't think so.
He doesn't think so, but... Eh.
I compared him to a baseball player. I said, since you abandoned everybody else, we're gonna get you. Like, he was being traded out or something. he quite enjoyed that.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a few people that are not necessarily going to be hosts, but they may do little pieces here and there. They may just jump on a show, help fill up time, things like that. But there's times where I might not be able to do the show, and Shada might not, so other people might do it. So there's always going to be some new flavor.
New flavor. It's going to be like the new McDonald's menus.
Another thing I'm going to really focus on is getting listeners.
Listeners do tend to be good.
Now, I was really surprised by how Underfire blew up in the past.
Oh, I know. That was cool.
Oddly enough, we had more people listening to us after we quit making shows.
Yeah.
There was one month where we had, I think, almost around 100,000 downloads. In like a week.
Wow. There goes the dryer.
I mean, that was off like old podcasts. Like, I don't know what was going on, but we definitely used the bandwidth before 1&1 took it away from us.
Yeah. And I'm sure that people like Jason Scott have, I mean, they've got all our old episodes, or he's got all our old episodes up on textfiles.com. So
really?
Check that out if you want. Yeah, he's all of them, I think.
That's awesome.
So he's got everything archived there.
I was just talking to someone about how I don't have all the episodes. And I felt
he just so happened does, so.
That's really cool.
So check that out. Waste his bandwidth if you feel the need.
To my understanding, he's got a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what his game is, having bandwidth. Now, question that arose in our Google group. We do have a Google group for Underfire. It's, I think, just called Underfire Radio. Search for it. Join it.
Let me check. Let me get... Or you go ahead and talk about that. I'm going to figure it out real quick. What it is.
One of the questions is the show going to be called Underfire Radio, or is it going to be the Underfire Network? Because people have heard us refer to the Underfire Network. We don't even know the official name, I don't think, of the Underfire Network yet, but we are working on getting a network put together. You know, maybe various shows, various radio shows, various TV shows, just media in general. just a forum for people to put things out. I have had a couple people already approach me with ideas for shows, so it sounds like it might actually take off.
Again,
I don't know. I know you did a lot of thinking about this in the past when I was kind of not around. So, what was your whole take on the Unfire
network? As far as the network and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I was wanting. Well, first of all, let me start out with saying the website design, what we had last time, we are not going to do that this time. Last time we were using, what would you even call that, a WYSIWYG sort of kind of
thing? It was like WYSIWYG for complete retards.
Yeah.
It was so something easy, that one and one had,
but it was a pain in the rear to get it to do what you wanted to.
It was so easy, it was hard.
Yeah, I know. It was made for people who do not use HTML. And, I mean, as simple as HTML really is, it wouldn't let you use it. So, what I'm going to be doing this time is I'm going to be I'm going to go ahead and just redo everything. I'm going to be using WordPress and a couple of other little programs. We might do a forum. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do all that. We might just use the Google Groups. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've really been...
We'll work all that out in time.
Using the Google Groups over the last few days here, I've really started thinking that that might actually even be a better way to go about it than forums.
Right. I do like the Google Groups. And since I've got the Google Messenger sitting here on my desktop, it's nice. Every time it'll just pop up and be like, hey, new message. I'm like, hey, I can answer it. So, yeah, as far as the way it's going to be laid out, I was thinking about it a little bit today, too, and I talked to a guy that did a show in the past, Volcanius. I'm not sure if we ever published that show or not, but, or that episode, but he lives nearby here, and, we did some phone stuff. I think it was you and him.
Oh, was it?
I think so.
I remember we were trying to get him on the show for like 3 months.
Yeah, I think you managed to get him on, actually.
I don't remember that at all.
But yeah, so me and him are planning on doing some video. He's wanting me to come on down there and help him out with Asterisk some, which, by the way, I'm not going to set up Asterisk for anything again. It's not worth the effort. I mean, yeah. I love it to death, but right now it's just becoming more of a task than something just to play around with to me. But
now, something that was brought up to me, there was a couple of people that were talking about possibly doing an Asterisk show, like a short, maybe like a half-hour show once a week for Thunderfire Network.
Well, I didn't hear about that. That would be cool, though.
That's something that just came up today, but there's like two or three people that were talking about it, I guess. Well, they were talking about doing it in general, and I was like, you know, that's something you could do for Under Fire, and they were like, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And
I didn't know about that.
They're actually kind of high-profile people, so.
Well, I'm all for that. So,
yeah.
Talk to me later about that, but as far as, like, what all we're going to do, we were thinking of just starting out doing like a trashing video or dumpster diving, whatever you want to call it, and then doing another Asterisk video because he wants me to help him set it up and everything, and I figured we can just record all that and publish it as a video. Then we're going to have the Under Fire Radio. I haven't brought this up to you yet, but I was thinking maybe like having a blog for each of us.
Yeah.
So I thought that'd be kind of a cool idea, just so people can, like, if for some reason we aren't able to get, like, as long of an episode out or whatever, or just different things, we can go ahead and post in the blog, do whatever, personal use, da-da-da-da-da, then have article sections and tutorials and just different kind of things. I mean, I just want it to be, like, a central hub of technology information, really. It seems like we could definitely use one of those out there. Because, I mean, we've got all these hacking and freaking shows, but nothing geared towards that group of people that's just technology in general.
That's kind of personally.
Other shows that tried to do that have gone on the wayside recently, like we did. No yeah. names or anything, but I'd like to not necessarily try and replace them, but just get something back out there, really.
Yeah, I mean, we've always been big in like the hacking and freaking scene, but really, I've always looked at it as we're just some geeks making a show about stuff.
Right.
We're kind of like the Seinfeld of that radio.
None of our shows have been about hacking.
Not really. No. I mean, that's a community that we're, I guess, involved with. It's a scene that adopted me, but I don't really care about.
Yeah.
Oh, there comes the hate mail. Speaking of that hate mail. Are you ready? It's underfireradio@gmail.com. You can send
that email.
Oh,
I totally
there.
Forgot about that email.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? We still get email there.
Oh, my goodness. I still have to check that.
I checked it the other day, and there was like 200 new messages.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, most of them were from Cafe Press. But our number one super horror fan sent us an email about every couple weeks asking where we were.
Input name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Input name is our official super fan whore.
Yes, and here, just to prove it, input name, this is for you. Let me go ahead and find it real quick, like, groups.google, Underfire Radio. Okay, I'm going to read his nice post from a little earlier tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is it on this page? There we go. Okay, so first I'm going to read the one that Berserk wrote. This was in reference to, when are we going to put out another episode? Berserk said, I'm going to try my best to get it out within a week or so. We are in the process of working out a schedule and fail-safe systems so that we will almost always have an episode to release. It's spring break, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then input name on the next post says, that would work, although I definitely would enjoy listening to you talk for an hour or so. Whether or not you have any real content to talk about or not. Hey, I would just like to hear what's been going on over the last year or however long it's been. And reflecting on myself, you know, that came across way more creepy stalkerish than I would have wanted.
Yeah, man, I was cracking
up. I feel
laughed.
Touched.
Honestly, the first time I read it, it didn't come across that way. And as soon as I read that spot, I read that and I went back and read it again and I was like, oh my god. I didn't want to reply, and my whole reply just be like LMAO.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Now, something that I noticed on the TV earlier, and I decided to just look up here. Have you heard about? I guess the Department of Justice is trying to subpoena Google for their search records for what people are searching for.
I haven't heard anything directly related to it, but I've heard people make jokes towards it, so I kind of figured that it was at least leaning towards that.
I've heard about
it, but I haven't heard anything specific.
I heard about them talk about it in the past, but I guess they're actually really trying, and I just did a little Google on it, and first thing that comes up is, well, first, mind you, it's from a website I've never heard of, but it seems to be a syndicated article from something that may be legit. So hell, we'll read it anyway. But this, in the bold part, I find this just kind of funny myself, but it says, DOJ search requests. Google said no. Yahoo, AOL, MSN, yes. So Yahoo, AOL, and MSN give up search results now. And that means, you know, people that are searching for bombs, people that are searching for hacking, stuff like that, your IP is on there, and they're going to give it to them. So,
well,
you can get in trouble for what you search for now. And I don't know if I should actually read this article or not, because I haven't actually read it. But I'm thinking about doing it, because it's not that long, and we have time to fill. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Like I said, DOJ search requests, Google said no. Yahoo, AOL, MSN, yes. Update. Earlier today, I asked Justice Department spokesperson which search engines other than Google received requests to provide search records? The answer, Yahoo, AOL, MSN were also asked to supply search records information, and all complied. Google did not, and that is why the DOJ asked a federal judge on Wednesday to order the company to do so. Another fact to consider as you sift through news coverage. Justice is not requesting this data in the course of a criminal investigation, but in order to defend the argument that the Child Online Protection Act is constitutionally sound. Now, I don't know what that has to do with COPPA at all. I don't know if any of y'all ever pay attention to that, but when you sign up for somewhere and you have to say that you're over 13, or when you forget to say you're over 13, Shada. I saw that today. It's just saying, you know, you're over, people got to be over 13 or have parental permission to do things. So, I don't know what to do with it.
Sorry.
But it says here, it seems apparent that Google objected to the request not for privacy reasons, but on grounds that the request was too broad and burdensome. Privacy advocates I spoke to today, including attorney Sherwin Tsai at Epic, that's not very specific, there's lots of Epics, say while the DOJ's request would not identify individual users, the scope and nature of this request sets a troubling precedent. Today they argue only search strings and URLs. Tomorrow, perhaps, the IP addresses of all users who typed in Osama bin Laden. So I guess I was wrong. They're not actually getting your IP addresses, but like they said right there, it's only a matter of time. I really, really don't want the government to know what I Google.
I'm not going to argue with that. That's why everybody, as I said frequently previously, or in the older show, whatever, donate to the EFF, seriously.
And what is the EFF?
The Electronics Frontier Foundation. They are the last line between our internet freedom and our internet non-freedom, I guess you could say. In fact, my dad asked me that very question about a month ago.
I've actually never heard of them. So is it just kind of like a like citizens helping to protect each other?
Not really. How have you never heard of the EFF?
I don't know. How did you not sign up as being over 13?
I clicked the wrong button, okay? EFF.org. Go and donate money. You can either donate money for... or you know what? Let me just read this about EFF thing. From the internet to the iPod, technologies are transforming our society and empowering us as speakers, citizens, creators, and consumers. When our freedoms in the networked world come under attack, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, is the first line of defense. EFF broke new ground when it was founded in 1990, well before the internet was on most people's radar, and continues to confront cutting-edge issues defending free speech, privacy, innovation, and consumer rights today. From the beginning, EFF has championed the public interest in every critical battle affecting digital rights. Blending the expertise of lawyers, policy analysts, activists, and technologists, EFF achieves significant victories on behalf of consumers and the general public. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Basically, the EFF is our defense to keep this kind of thing. So, when you donate, like I said, you can, or with, like, each amount of money or whatever, you get, it's kind of like PBS. If you don't donate so much money, they'll send you a gift. Well, I happened to get a t-shirt, and they accidentally sent me another t-shirt. So, I've got two EFF shirts, which I wear frequently, actually. So, they're very nice quality shirts, so, I mean, if,
I think I donate. How much do you need to donate to get a shirt?
I think like $10.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, you can't even buy a shirt for that much.
Exactly. I mean, unless you go to Walmart and buy it off like the cheapo clearance rack, and it, even it then the cheap, it's like $8.
The cheapo clearance rack, and then
yeah.
Go use a Sharpie, but don't quite buy it and write EFF on it.
There you go. but I mean, they're very nice shirts. They're They've got a bunch of different gifts and everything on there. Or you can just donate without a gift.
Yes. So, so donate to the EFF. Again, that's EFF.org.
That's the Earl.
The Earl. Okay.
I haven't said that in a long time.
I don't think I've ever heard you say it.
Actually, I say it sometimes. I picked it up from troops and obfuscated. I think obfuscated said it first. Oh, he probably didn't say it first. He's the first person I said heard say it.
He's very witty.
Yes, he is.
He paid me to say that, by the way.
What was that dollar or whatever from Google?
Yeah, that $1.41.
She's like, if you say I'm witty, I'll click twice. I'll keep proxying and clicking.
So yeah, I don't really have a lot else to say. I think we're getting some mirrors up and links, some linkage to the file, this file to be exact. So we should be having a website soon enough, hopefully.
Definitely.
I'll at least, as soon as we get some more server space or something, I will go ahead and at least put up an under construction page with some sort of information, like links to audio files or something, like the archive or something. I don't know.
I think we'll also be trying to put everything up in torrents also, just as a way to save bandwidth.
Right.
And hopefully there'll be some nice people out there that'll seed those. So.
So we are going to both seed them for a little while. Probably just seed 24/7, like with one episode at a time, is my guess. At least that's kind of makes sense to me. Like,
maybe one of us seed one bit rate, one of us seed the other, because we've always released in 2-bit rates, almost always, because you know we can't leave out the dial-up users, you know, all four of them, but they're out there, and
they love us too.
You know, a lot of them are like, well, I can't listen to internet radio. And I'm like, hey, we do a 32K stream. You can stream that. If you can't stream 32K, you need a new dial-up provider. Or possibly new phone lines in your whole town.
Or maybe you could move to the city. Do you know what that is? It's got the big the big steel things. I'm trying to think of a way to describe them in, like,
rectangular.
The giant teepees.
They're kind of like sideways barns that go up.
There you go.
They're skinny and tall.
They have the human cows at the top.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm actually looking at apartments in downtown and a couple high rises right now. So I'm hoping to move my side of the Underfire Studios to a high rise building. And get my cool little microphone DJ thing set up, and then I'll be like Seinfeld and all those cool people on TV.
Too am looking to move my studio across the house.
To the purple room?
To the purple room, yes. To the purple room.
Only leprechauns are manly enough for purple rooms.
Exactly, especially when they move to New Zealand.
Only leprechauns.
Yeah, I was for those of you that don't know, I am in South Carolina currently, saving money to move to New Zealand, where Lord of the Rings happened to have been filmed.
Yes.
If you didn't know that. And personally, I chose not to waste my time with those movies, but apparently people love them. So what was his name? The midget guy.
I don't know. I saw like half of each one of those movies.
I don't know. There was a real short guy on there, apparently.
I think they were all.
And
Berserk
decided
short.
To. Berserk decided to compare me to them.
Well, all of a sudden, I just imagined you dressed like one of them, kind of like frolicking through the grass and the hills.
Well, all of the grass and hills they have there are covered by rainforest.
And what's worse is, aren't you going there to do magic?
Yeah.
That's...
I just...
I'm going to be getting a TV show, hopefully, once I get there. Showcasing me and a buddy of mine's persuasional skills, actually.
So is that going to be like an actual broadcast TV show?
Right. Wow. He has many hookups. And we've got quite a bit that we have to offer the TV companies. So we've got a very good chance of getting like on a real TV channel. And if not, then there's a new TV station. Last month was their first month as being a TV station. And they're like desperate for good TV, so we could go there. And for some reason, if that doesn't work, I've got a good friend of mine in who's moving to Australia soon, who is in cahoots. He's producing shows for ABC Australia. And he's looking for a show like the one we're going to do. So we're kind of like guaranteed a show.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's definitely moving up. I mean, I'm trying to do my whole media horror thing, but I'm going to keep it on the internet level. I actually looked into trying to get syndication for Under Fire, or possibly we might have to change the name on real radio stations. But the only places I could easily get syndication would not be worth having to follow the FCC guidelines to put the show on, because we'd get like 40 listeners in Bumsville, West Virginia. And, you know, I don't really care about us being on a radio station that can span about 2 miles in the middle of nowhere. So
I can understand that.
I am, however, I know lots of people on internet radio have filled out the application for XM and Sirius, but I think I'm going to fill them out, and I'm going to keep filling them out over and over again.
I haven't heard about that. Is that like a paid thing or just...
I don't know.
Just to do.
I think it's just an application. I mean, I don't know if it's for... if it's for like your own station or if it's for your... just to have a show on. I know Sumerian with Rant Radio sent in the XM to try to be... he tried to send in their... industrial station, and they're like, we don't have anything for industrial, so they denied him. But he talked about putting in the stuff for talk radio, and I know Stank Dog put in Benrev on Sirius, and they denied him. But am I getting spammed on Skype? No, that's... oh no, it's our whore.
Is it sad that we have one of those?
He went and downloaded Skype.
Oh, funny, funny. Oh, should we, man. Maybe we should bring him in on the conversation for a minute.
Let's go ahead and try. Do you want to...
I don't know what his thing is, but go for it.
Trying to find the button for it, because the Linux version is quite different. Those of you that don't know, I refuse to use Windows.
I'm on Windows. Okay, what's his, or, you know what, instant message me his name, and I'll have him do that.
I gotta find the buddy list window now. I got so many tabs on here, it's ridiculous. Alright, so this is Odd Silence.
You know, why don't I just ask him? I'm talking to him via... anyway.
Speaking of Odd Silences... there's a couple things that are going to be different in this episode. One is, since it's a new episode and we don't have anything to talk about, it's going to be short. However, we don't have a set time yet. We don't know if we're going to be an hour or an hour and a half. We used to be an hour, then an hour and a half. We started out at a half hour and bumped up to an hour and a half in like a week. But we don't know how long it's going to be. But something I'm toying with is background music. There's going to be, well, as you obviously heard on this episode now, there's going to be background music. And I'd really like to get your opinion on that compared to before, with or without the background music. You know, I'm trying to be unobtrusive, just a little stuff in there to fill in the gaps, kind of, you know, make it a little better.
Right.
So I definitely want people's opinion on that, and just the whole show production itself. No, I know, listening by the conversation a few minutes ago, there were some clicks in the conversation, and I know that's there, and that was my bad, because I had way too many programs open. So, other than that, I think our production quality is going to be all right, but I'm definitely open to criticism. This is my first time doing the production side of it. Shaded at all the production before, all I ever did was talk on the phone. Which I don't think people give him enough credit for. And now that I'm doing it, it's not as easy as one would think. Especially, man, listening to some of those intros you made, you must have spent hours on Audacity.
Yeah. To put it bluntly, yeah, quite a bit.
Because, I mean, just some of the editing of some stuff I've done, just, you know, twisting words around and things like that took me an hour. I think I spent 5 hours making that intro.
Yeah, it's not that fun.
Well, to be fair, though, my power went out twice. So, as soon as I would get to the point, like, all right, it sounds really good, computer goes off.
Frequently save. That's what they all say.
Yeah, yep. I didn't, though. I had
speaking of fun programs, I'm currently learning Flash. Oh, and my leg just fell asleep. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Okay. Anyway.
The dangers of internet radio.
I know, it's like... Okay, I don't know what it's like, but I'm talking about Flash. Anyway, okay. So I'm learning Flash, right? And, I would like, maybe, to put a couple Flash tutorials on there. So if anybody happens to know Flash and they want to write a tutorial, let me know. Again, what's that email?
That is underfireradio@gmail.com.
You know what we need to do? We need to get a choir of women singing that so we can go, what's that email? And dub it in right there.
I want to try to bribe Strong Bad to say it for me.
Who?
Strong Bad.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I mean, the dude who does it, I mean, he's got to be viable. I mean,
but yeah.
He's like the authority on email.
Totally. But, yes. So, I don't know exactly if I'm going to incorporate Flash itself into the website. I know a lot of people, I hate Flash with a passion. But I'm finding it really nice. So, I'm really loving this whole vector art thing. So, I am the... Blah, 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 blah again. You'll notice, once we get the website up, the logo will be done in vector art. So, yep. Check it out. And if you know Flash, let me know.
I've been playing through the GIMP tutorials, trying to figure out the animations and things like that. I'm really bad at art, but I think this time around we'll be able to do all of our own images ourselves on both sides. You know, either one of us can do better looking images, animations, things like that. And that'll save us time and money, definitely. Speaking of images, though, I was listening, like I said, to episode 8. It just happened to be the one I put in my XMMS so I could compare quality. And that was the one where we announced the winner of the logo contest. For those of you that don't remember, we had a logo contest for a sweatshirt. It was the logo for a sweatshirt, for a hoodie. And the winner got the hoodie, which I still owe the winner. But, yeah, you get a hold of me about that, by the way, dude. Our winner was Minion. I have something to say, though. Over time, looking at both of the logos, and after talking with Inway, who came in second place, this is probably going to stir up a lot of stuff, but I think Inway should have won, and I voted wrong. So
takes a man to say that.
I'm going Florida style on this one. You know, I gotta...
Hey, I'm from Florida, sir. I could take offense at that. But I'm going to not, because they're all idiots down there.
Well,
I mean, and if you live there, I don't care.
When it comes to vote recounts, people will always think of Florida.
Unfortunately. Well, I don't know.
That,
I don't care.
That or,
I moved out of there for a reason.
Black sheep.
But yes, so, it. Cool.
So, was he going to try to conference with us, or...?
Yes. Let me go ahead and bring him in, then.
All right.
Conference.
and it's ringing. Ringing.
This is the first time either of us have used one of these conferences, by the way, so...
Wish us luck. In progress. Hello?
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 Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Everyone, meet our stalker.
Yes, this is our stalker.
What have to be the show stalker?
What? Say again?
What have to be the show stalker?
Why not?
I feel so labeled.
Well,
you're the only one that you did label yourself as the stalker anyway, and we did totally call you out on it. Well, Shader did.
I did.
Are you on dial up, man?
What? No.
Oh, you're just cutting out.
That's a mistake, Mike.
Is that just me, or does he sound crazy to you too?
Yeah, he's well. I mean, we know he's crazy, but his his internet sounds crazy as well.
This guy knows.
Can you hear an internet? I don't think you can.
Can you hear an internet?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I can hear my hard drive through my headphones, though.
I hear I hear my external fan. I have an external fan for my laptop. How late is that?
I have like three for my desktop.
A what?
I have like three for my desktop.
Well, that just makes you twice or three times cooler than me now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What did he say?
You know what? Mr. Input Name, do you have headphones on?
No.
Do you have any nearby?
Yeah, one sec.
Okay. I think that's the problem. Because yeah, it's going from the speaker back into the microphone. See, because that's me talking.
Boom. Alright, well, unfortunately, the end of this show got cut off due to problems with my computer and the recording setup. I do apologize about that. However, you didn't really miss much, pretty much us just ending the show. First thing I want to say, this is a free broadcast. This is a free show. You are free to distribute it however you please. Burn it, give it out, download it, upload it, do whatever. I don't care. Most of our shout section was lost on here, but I do want to give shouts to hackermedia.org and to Droops and all of them. And that's pretty much about it off the top of my head. It's been a long day of trying to figure all this stuff out. Now, the audio or the music background here was a little off. I know that for sure. And I do apologize about that. It was my first time trying to do this, and I didn't really necessarily have the music that I needed. So I will work on that in the future, and I would like for you to get back to me about the music and the idea of having music in the background. Our email is underfireradio@gmail.com. And go ahead and add Underfire Radio to your Skype list. If we're online on Underfire Radio, that means we're probably recording, and you can get on a conference with us and talk on the show. If you want to take part in the show, add us to your Skype. If you leave it on, just look for us every so often. You never know when we'll be doing it. It's all guesswork. Until next time, I'm Berserk, and this has been Underfire Radio.